It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. And normally, we talk to the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, on the very final Wednesday of the month. But Jason and his family and my family are both out of town on vacation, so we decided we would just go ahead and do that this week. And we have someone scheduled for tomorrow, so a special edition of Community Matters here on a Tuesday. And so, Jason, I got to start you off with this. So my wife and I, we were driving, and when we go out of town, we flip the radio stations here and there. We're out of town. I like to just kind of see what other radio stations do, programming, things like this, and sometimes hear some cool ideas with promos or commercials. And my wife commented that, hey, here's music from the 80s. And she goes, look, on the screen it says oldies. She goes, oh, my God, the 80s are oldies yep. now.
We finally arrived.
Yeah. So that makes us feel really great. And so Jack called up, and he says, well, what happens with me? You know, if those are oldies, what happens to me when I listen to Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole? I said, those are Goldie oldies, Jack.
Yeah. Or Deddies.
No, the Goldie oldies. I remember that oldies. Back in the day when I was yeah. growing up. My mom and dad were like, yeah, we always went to church, and in the car, it was the oldies music. We made fun of mom and dad, like, ah, how old is this music? And yeah. now
it's, you're the same place. Oh, now, yeah.
Yeah, right. And I'm in our 40s, and it's yeah. only going to get worse.
We have 80s, or you know, especially even the 90s music.
Yeah.
Our kids are like, what is this? I think it's hilarious sounding. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's not that bad.
Well, I had somebody request Garth Brooks' country song today, and I'm like, yeah. well, that's not classic. Yeah, it is classic country, because Garth had stuff in the early 90s. Yep. I mean, that's almost 30 years.
He's been around for a long time. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. That's the crazy part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no kidding. How was vacation?
Well, it was good.
Charged
yeah.
and ready to go, yeah, recharge
so.
Your batteries?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. good.
It's always a challenge, you know, when things are going on back home. You know, that's the tough part. You know, you got that, like we were talking earlier, that big rainstorm that came through.
Always happens when you're on vacation.
Yeah, caused mm-hmm. a lot of issues in town. So feel, you know, hopefully everybody can recover from that. The people mm-hmm. that were affected really severely, obviously. But, you know, it's something that we've been working on here the last, I'd say six, you know, obviously it's something that Beloit's known about. We've had these drainage sure. issues, and they're just like any town in certain areas of town. And something that, I don't know if it just luck would have it, but, you know, coming from where I came from, our town had a lot of drainage issues. So, I mean, I probably did 6-7 pretty major drainage projects while I was there. So it's something I feel like I'm kind of well versed in. So mm-hmm. just been trying to study this and trying to figure out, hey, what's the best plan of attack? And now we're finally at the solution phase as far as, you know, having the, you know, anytime you're dealing with a floodplain and drainage structures, it's kind of a butterfly effect, you know, mm-hmm. so trying to make sure we put in the right things at the right places. And the big goal is just how do we slow it down? You know, how do we, you know, the drainage ways are pretty set. You know, there's not a lot of change we can do there because it's, you know, there's houses and structures and everything mm-hmm. like that. So, you know, really how do we, you know, kind of basically kind of like we have Glen Elder Lake here or Wakanda Lake, it's mm-hmm. doing the same thing. You know, how do we do that on these drainage ways? Because as you guys have noticed, and I have for the last 10-15 years, these storms come harder and faster, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the real killer. So it's how do you kind of capture that water so it's just not such a slingshot of water coming through. So we're working on that, and hopefully we'll have some answers here in the coming months so that we can get, you know, slowly get that executed, you
right.
know. And you know, we've got that downtown drainage project about buttoned up, which has worked really well, and hopefully we'll perform good. So that's kind of one we've checked off, but now mm-hmm. I just got to keep checking those boxes off. So
right. Okay, so I just got a text from somebody. Obviously, I'm guessing they're affected by the flood.
Sure.
In fact, I know the person, and they yeah. were. And so they're listening right now, and they said, so, and you've kind of answered that, but I don't know if you can go any more specifics that maybe they could understand as well. But they're asking, what are you doing, or what mm-hmm. is the city of Beloit doing in regards to the flooding yep. situation? As you said earlier, you know, you can't just do all of it at
sure.
once.
Yep.
So,
yeah, it's a tough thing. I mean, it's something that I think the town's been going through for,
yeah.
I'm guessing, for a long time.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just like back where I came from, you know, you had these storms. The severity has increased tremendously, you know, and that's what I try to get relay to people, because I've been
more
around
frequent
this.
Too.
Well, you look at any sort of a rain curve, mm-hmm. rain intensity curve is what they kind of, I guess they call it, and it's really about how much rain and how big of a period, you know, what's the period of time,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, reports are 4 to 5 inches, right, and an hour-ish, you know, and that's really, really intense. I mean, that's mm-hmm. it's actually funny to say, but that's supposed to be like a 200 or 300 or 400 year storm event. Well, we know that's not the case.
Right.
I mean, that's all probability, but Those are really hard to fit through structures that were designed or put in back, you know, 50, 100 years ago. So, so basically what we're looking at is, how do we slow down those waters? Cause some of that water is coming from town, but a lot of it's just coming from the countryside. You know, I mean, it's coming through town cause it's trying to go, to go to the river. Absolutely. Guess where we built our town between that and the river. So, so really what you're trying to do is capture those in some sort of a basin, retention structure, to slow it down so that it can fit through all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, so that's basically what we're looking at, you know, to try to fix that. And that's, you know, from day one when I got here, I mean, because that's what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. It's called stormwater management. So when I first got here and saw those two drainage ways, I was like, okay, we got to start figuring out how to capture and slow that water down. So, So basically what that entails is you use software and engineering design to say, hey, how much water comes in this watershed area so we know how much is trying to fit through everything so that we can appropriately, you know, place them, you know, and then also build the right size structure, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And it might be a series of structures. It could be, you know, that's what we need that expertise for so that we can know what to put in, you know,
so who would work with you on trying to figure some of that out?
Our city engineer. Yep. Okay. Yep. So right. Yeah, they've been on the hook for about the last 6 months to get that going. Okay. And figured out. But
so I can certainly, we're talking Jason Rabia, city manager of Beloit, certainly they're 8th and Central. I mean, there's that's Wakanda Lake the second, some people joke about. Yeah. Because, you know, obviously it's not, but
sure,
but it's right behind, won't say I know who the person lives there, but anyway. Yep. it's just that's where water collects. And then once that fills up and overflows, which obviously if the ground's already saturated and you get a bunch of rain, that makes it even worse too.
Sure.
And we've had a pretty wet season.
Sure.
And so then where does that water go? And then of course downstream the areas, the low areas just can't hold it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what they call natural detention, right? Mm-hmm. We have some of that in town, but it gets overwhelmed. And,
yes.
And again, it goes back to that severity. No matter how dry the ground is, you get 4 inches plus in an hour, it's gonna run over the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just gonna be very little absorption. And so that's the big thing. And you have some of that, especially in that corridor you're talking about. You've got, you know, just north of 4th Street, you know, I think another area, you got some empty city blocks, and they kind of act like detention, but they don't have very much capacity.
Right.
You know, they've never really been designed. They're just kind of blank spots because that's where the water's always flowed.
Right.
And so that's really what you're trying to look at is how do we capture that water so that it goes out at more of a normalized rate. Like it's still might technically kind of rage through there, but you're wanting to keep it out of basements or out of, you know, other buildings and structures, you know, and with, you know, there's a big difference of even 5 inches over 3 hours versus, you know, 4 inches or 5 inches in an hour, hour and a half, you know? So that's really what I see as a solution, you know, and really been pushing the council to study, and then also the engineer to put in place, because this is something, again, because it's close to floodplains, you have to get it permitted, you have to do different things, you can't just go start tweaking things without causing other issues. And it's not ever as simple as, okay, well, you got to make this pipe bigger, well then that pipe dumps more water on somebody else, and it's like I said, it's a domino effect, and so it's tricky. But on the flip side, it's doable, and it's stuff that I've had a hand in doing, you know. And again, my town that I came from, it struggled with it for a lot of years, and towns put up with it for a lot of years. Sure. But as we're seeing now, these storms are starting to really push the limits of even just normal, of you know, flooding the streets and that kind of stuff, which is the streets are a secondary waterway, you know. But so now we're at that point where, and that's like I said, when I first got here, I was like, you know, that's something that I really want to tackle, because that's something I feel like I'm good at.
Quickly.
Oh yeah, exactly. Right. So that's basically, they'll give us a report saying, hey, here's based on their calculations and their, you know, the software they can use in the drainage basin area. Cause again, that drainage basin extends out into the country, you know, and what it would take to be able to handle these different storm events. And again, you get 4 or 5 inches in an hour or whatever it was, it's still going to be ugly, you know, but hopefully it's better.
Is there anything that you can do? For instance, we know there's a big hay bale that came through that you can tell went through the underpass there, through the waterway, a drainage area into that little mini lake, as I joked about it there at 8th and Central. Is there anything that you can do other than just try to educate people in regards to the trash and the buildup? Because that obviously doesn't help the situation either. Not really much you can do. Other than just tell people, hey, you know, yeah. I just don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. I mean,
I figured you didn't.
I wish I was perfect.
I'm not going to assume it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just
it's like, how do you know where water's going to be what it's going
to
do?
Right.
You know,
like if you have a hay bale, normally the water never comes as high. You don't think of nothing about, hey, you know, here's the hay bale, and then you have 5-inch rain. Like, oh man, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that's something that you don't think about. It's like, for instance, at your house, you might have your grill out and you have your upper portion of your deck, your lower portion of your deck. Okay, you left your grill down at the bottom and then you have this huge rain and then it's flooded. Like, I should have put it on the high part.
Or it's like they say, flash flood, get your car off the street.
Yeah, right.
And then my car floods. I mean, we had that in my last town.
Yeah.
Street that never would have flooded, but we had one of these 4 or 5 inches in an hour deal, 45 minutes, and it just flooded it.
Or to a higher street and then it's still enough rain, it still gets in your car on the other street.
Case in point, like the bigger town that near where we had a massive flood in 08, you know, massive. And they parked a train on the bridge to try to hold the train bridge down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in hindsight, that wasn't very smart because it's a train bridge still fell off its pedestal, and then it kind of helped dam up the water. Now, to what effect that had, we don't know. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know when those things, you know, jammed it up or didn't or whatever.
Right. This was in Iowa?
Yes. Okay. And so, I mean, I'm just telling you that, you know, hindsight and trying to figure out a solution and it doesn't always work. And the biggest thing is I just wish it wouldn't rain that hard, that fast. You know what I mean? Like, that would help.
You can't control that?
Yeah, exactly.
Darn it, Jason. I thought that's what you were hired to do, is control the weather.
But, but definitely, it's something that I'm very sensitive to, and I hope I can relay that to people. They can believe it or not, but I think I shared that with a citizen last week, you know, just showing them, hey, here's the drainage projects I've done, so I've had experience with it, and it's just those wheels turn, you know, slow, and I wish I could snap my fingers and do it, but if I do the wrong thing or put it in the wrong place, it can make it worse, exactly, and so it's a really tricky thing, and definitely if somebody has more concerns or wants to talk about it in person, you know, that's what it's really fun to talk about it because, you know, you might have this great idea, but it's really good to say, hey, here's some other experience or here's some other things and this is what we have to consider, you know, and, or there might be a really good solution, you know, that somebody comes up with. So, those extreme events, they push everything to the max for sure.
See, and that's one of the things. We're talking to Jason Raby, City Manager at Beloit on Community Matters here today on a Tuesday, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems and the First National Bank of Beloit. But that's part of the reason why we have you on each month is to, one, it gives you a chance to talk to folks that are listening to explain some of the things that are going on, whether it be something that you're working on, something that you've done, or whatever it may be. But we can only do so much within the time period that we're allowed to talk with you, so that there's somebody that might be listening that's affected by the floodwater or the rain, or it could be something completely different that are affected by something in town, that, you know, it's best for them to just, go down to the city office and
come talk to me instead of
assuming things.
Yeah, I'm very personally attuned to it. Yeah. My previous house where I lived at, basement flooded 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's house, same place, same town. Again, you might think, why did I live there?
Yeah,
well, it just, these storm events just got crazy. You know what I mean? Her basement flooded 3 years ago. It blew the window out of her house in the basement and came through that much. I mean, it piled up that much. And we've slowly fixed those, and that drainage issue behind my house, you know, that certain area, it slowly got fixed, you know, because we started figuring out, hey, these rain events are too big for what's trying to get through here. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm sensitive, and I also care a lot about it. Like, trust me,
you can
ask people I text at night when these big rainstorms come through. Mm-hmm. This is the one, of course, I miss, but I'm not sitting in my house usually.
No.
I'm driving around studying it, looking at it, figuring out, man, what do we put it, or what do we do, and how we slow this down, you know, because to me, there may, you know, it's kind of like anytime you go to a different town, right? You're used to it. The town is.
Sure.
So, you know, again, this one was more extreme, so it affected more people. So now people, you know, kind of realize it, but it's been going on for a long time and everybody's just kind of like, okay, it stays in that channel. It's kind of crazy. It goes over the road.
You know what I mean? It's been close a couple times.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's what it is. When I first got here, I was like, what in the world? You know what I mean? Like, how are we going to slow this down? Like that was, it was a little bit more, but it was new to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I could notice it more than somebody else, you know, and so, again, that's probably the least favorite part of my job is the stress of every rainstorm. And it's something I've had to deal with since 2006 when I first decided to get involved with government, because I don't like people to have to go through that, and I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I hate it. You know what I mean? Because it's one of those things I know it affects people because it's affected me. I've been through it. And so it's something that can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it's it's just, it can be a real challenge,
right.
You know? And so yeah, it's definitely something that's part of the stress is always the radar and the storm warnings have always stressed me out. 'Cause I'm like, okay, here we go. What's it going to do? How are we going to do, you know? And so I've, you know, my previous community, I've been able to slowly check those boxes off so I can sleep better and better. You know what I mean? Again, you still get a massive storm. It's just going to blow the doors off stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And here, you know, we've had some of the downtown stuff, which just got pushed on us. You know what I mean? Like, we couldn't do much about it because it just collapsed. So you have to do it. You know? And so that's taken up a little bit of resources. But on the flip side, you know, that's going to be one that we can check off, you know? So now what's the next ones on that east side, that west side that we can try to fix.
Yeah. And we cover severe weather, of course, and we 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's kind of like the situation for you. You're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on vacation. I'm sure you were contacted. Hey, guess what? We got a flooding issue here in Beloit. Yep. And it usually, some of those things happen when you go on vacation, and God forbid you take some time off with your family to, you know, have a vacation. And
that makes you feel kind of helpless.
Yeah.
You know? But on the flip side, you know, we have good employees, you know, and they're out there, I know, working hard and trying their best, you know, and again, I love to talk to people about it because they may disagree with me or not, but again, that severity, that's the real killer. You know what I mean? And that's what I've been around. I mean, I've been around structures that blew out, that had been there for 120 years, bridge structures, because you get some max, you know, get an event like that, and it just, it'll just tear stuff up. And I think people are noticing that because you see that, whether it's in farmers' fields or here in town, drainage ways are getting cut worse and worse because these vents are coming harder and harder, you know. And I'm not saying that the amount of water is different as far as, you know, total inches in a year. I don't know. I would assume it's maybe the average or maybe more, especially this year.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, before it seemed like, you know, used to, okay, that first thunderstorm would hit and 5 minutes of just downpour, you know, or 10 minutes. Well, now it's downpouring for 30 and 45 in an hour. Again, I'm not an engineer, but being around the water stuff for this long now, you know, I'm a little bit more attuned to it. That's what kills you. I mean, that's the really tough thing of like, man, how do we, you know, think of just imagine 4 or 5 inches sitting in your yard. Now that's the whole over the whole town. How do we get that, you know, and put that somewhere and slow it down so it doesn't affect people, you know? And so that's the things that I've been wrestling with here the last year or two or three, you know, trying to figure out how do we do that and make it happen.
Well, the town of Ottawa just went through 10 inches and they had flooding across the town, really much worse than anything that the city of Beloit had. Kearney, Nebraska, of course, you've seen the pictures, all the flooding up there. We've seen, of course, near the coast and in New Orleans and Louisiana and all that. But then we see it here in the Midwest, just even in towns about our size, a little bit bigger. And it's like, wow, you know, and this could happen. This happens.
It could.
I mean, there was a great big flood of 93. I've seen the pictures. It blows you away how much water was here. But when you're talking about Mother Nature, it's not just water that you have to worry about. But then, as you mentioned, the severity of the storm. So here, of course, what's the first thing that happens when the power goes out? Immediately people are on social media going, oh my God, the power's out. Power's out. I see it all the time. Like, oh, God forbid, you got to go without the power for an hour. You know, what did people do before, you know, electricity was invented? Somehow people survived. But that's the reaction because you take it for granted. And it's not always people pointing fingers. It's just like, hey, my power's out. Is yours out?
Sure.
Whatever the case may be. But it is something I'm sure you got to worry about all the time in your position, and everybody that works for you as well there in the city of Beloit, and anybody that works. Nobody wants to go out and work on trying to put up a telephone pole when the winds were 50 miles an hour, whatever it was, 75 miles an hour. So sometimes you got to deal with hail that knocks out. You know, I'm sure that affects your power lines too. Electricity goes out a certain part of town. It's not the ideal conditions to try to fix something, but yet people want their utilities and everything else. So whether it be flooding, whether it be high winds, hail, you know, massive rains, as we talked about, you've got a high winds, you got to worry about all that stuff.
And like I always been telling people here, we all have to worry about it.
Yes,
it's all our town. It's all our town. It's not just my town.
No,
you know?
And
hopefully I can just be the catalyst, and that's what I feel like I did before, and I'm trying to do here. Like, how can we make this better?
Yeah,
you know, it's not going to ever be perfect. Because water's got to get somewhere. But but how can we make it better? And I guess that's kind of where I'm going with it. You know, there's just different philosophies, and obviously, you know, really large communities, they have, you know, stormwater management, and they've been doing this for 20 years. Doesn't mean it's fixed at all or done better.
Right.
But as they put in new stuff, they've accounted for runoff. And then sometimes the smaller communities haven't done that just yet, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's that challenge, you know, when do we start doing that? Or if you get a big commercial project, you know, how do we slow the water down coming off of it? You put in concrete, those different things. I mean, there's right. a lot of different variables with it. But to me, the nice thing with this, and again, when I first drove around here, when I first came to town, the first rainstorm, is it's fairly centralized. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not saying there's not other issues yeah. throughout town and everything like that. Don't get me wrong there. But, you know, the 6 or 7 projects I had were like in 6 or 7 different areas.
Well,
you know,
in Iowa.
In Iowa. Yeah, exactly. So now it's this one, it's more like, okay, here's this big corridor on the west side. Mm-hmm. So this one over on the east side. Now there's
identified
some
the
shoot offs here in some
part.
Different areas. Mm-hmm. Don't get me. Yeah. I know yeah. those, but, the nice thing is, yeah, it's not a, you know, a half dozen or a dozen, you know, distinct little corridors everywhere that we got like, okay, now what do we do here? And what do we do here? You know, right. It's right in front of our face.
Sure. So. Absolutely. All right. Sorry to talk about, it's funny. We talk about water in a different way.
Oh, I've been
times on
to.
Here. Now
yeah.
we're talking about water because of flood water.
Yeah.
Anything else that we need to know about before we let you go here today?
Yeah. I mean, on the good news, you know, the water treatment plant, and that's the other side of it, is trying to get that off the ground, and that's keep moving forward. And in case people didn't know, a piece of good news is that KDHE has put on their intended use plan that if we can check all the boxes and dot all the I's and cross all the T's with the water treatment plant side of things, that the city would get about $3.4 million of principal forgiveness off of that. So that's really good. I think they ranked us like in the top 4, mm-hmm. you know, critical need right. Water plant situations, so out of like 40 projects, so that's positive. You know, those are things that, you know, we're doing to get ourselves in a position right. to get that done, and so that's pretty exciting for our community. Doesn't mean we've got it or we're awarded it. It's just that that's what they're intending to do if mm-hmm. if it goes through. So that's real exciting. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Well, there's always something that you have to deal with. Sometimes you yep. can plan ahead, and sometimes things pop up you can't plan for.
Correct.
That's how life is, whether
yeah,
it's in your
right.
position, my position, or
yeah, that's
else.
Right. Yeah. It's how you respond
yeah,
to it, you
right.
know, and I just think that it's important, especially for people that have gone through on the flood side, you know, understand that, yeah, it's something that I think back in March or April, I think we passed, you know, having Schwab put this together, this plan mm-hmm. together for us. So it's something that has been identified. I think it's been our CIP list since I've gotten here. You know, I put it on there. So it's definitely something we want to tackle. Mm-hmm. I wish I could, you know, snap my fingers and make it happen right now.
Done,
but,
yeah.
But you know, bear with me. I like to get things done. So I usually do.
Yes.
I usually come through. So trust me, I see this as a big challenge, and this hopefully just heightens that.
Right.
And makes it more, because I think in the past, even when I tried to get that through the council, again, they were attuned to it, but right. we had as much of an impact mm-hmm. recently, right?
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
so this time it actually touched a few more people as far right. as, you know, actually got flooded some basements and some structures. So that just makes it more real,
yeah.
you know, and I think that's a good, you know, not
that's not a good thing.
Not either. A good thing, but I hopefully understand what I'm saying. Like
right.
that puts it to the more to the forefront of, yeah, this is more than just water goes through town a lot. You
yeah,
know,
right.
This is kind of a serious deal. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But, well, I on a personal note, I will just say that, I've talked with various people that know what they're talking about. There's always people that think
sure.
they know what they're talking about. Is that I can attest to what Jason is saying, is that Jason is invested in the community, him and his family, to where he's out and about. You see him a lot. I mean, for crying out loud, you're helping out with the 8-man All-Star Games, you know, with water, which you didn't have to do after you and your wife and so many other volunteers helped with lots of things during 8-man All-Star Game week. And the reason I bring that up as an example is that we had previous administrators that, I'm not saying they're bad people, it's just that they weren't out and about to where you actually knew. I mean, there's times where you wouldn't even know who the city administrator was, which
sure.
now you're, of course, the city manager okay,
sure.
of Beloit, just a different title. But you're not a guy that just sits, and I'm not saying they did either, but
sure.
you're not somebody just going to sit there and go, oh, well, here we had another storm. Well, we'll just wait it out, and then we'll just move on.
Yeah.
You're sitting here always trying to think of, and I've talked with you personally about, how do we fix this? How do we fix this? To me, I think you're a guy that wants to solve problems as quickly as you can, but you want to do it in a responsible way. Obviously, that is a big part mm-hmm. of your job. If you don't do it in a responsible way,
yep.
you might not have a job.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have
yep.
to do it that way. But I want people out there to know that Jason wants these things fixed just as badly as we do, whether it's something that isn't going right. But also, people focus on things that aren't going right, but there's a lot of really good things that have gone right since you've been here. Yeah. And that takes cooperation from lots of people. And obviously, it's not you doing all work, but it is part of the philosophy and getting things done and moving in the right direction. And I think you and everybody that does that should be applauded for that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Wade. And yeah, definitely, yeah. I want to fix it. I mean, right now I have a headache right now. And it's not because I didn't sleep
good.
Because
you've been with me for 20 years.
No, yeah.
Right.
Just because
my wife says it all the time. Yeah, I've had this headache. But, you know, earlier in the day, I was okay.
Since about Friday morning, you know, which is a good thing. I mean, that's just what helps push me because, yeah, I definitely, whether, like you said, if you want to talk to me, I'll show it. Yeah, you know, I do really care about it and want to get it resolved. You know? So, and that's, you know, We have made steps to start doing that. It's just hopefully we can, you know, keep it moving forward so we can get some action done.
Sure. And if somebody's got some information, maybe they have some information about a certain place in town you're not maybe fully aware of, it'd be helpful for them to tell you instead of just sitting there assuming you already know.
Yeah, and especially during a rain event. I mean, that, of course, that's what I was gone for. But I've been around enough to kind of know kind of what it probably did to some degree, just maybe more than usual. But getting on the ground, don't be afraid to text me in a storm. Now, you know, maybe not these ones specifically because I've seen them, you know what I mean? But, and I'll come over, but, you know, if you got some new situation, because it just really helps to see how water flows and what it's doing, you know, and you study it enough, you kind of know what water does and doesn't do.
Right.
And so that really helps kind of that napkin engineering, the back of the napkin engineering of what do you got to do? So,
Is the word water banned at your house where it can't be brought up? Like, you just say H2O. Hey, I need a glass of H2O because that's a pretty prominent thing that we
talked
about.
Yeah, I mean, it just showed. I mean, even our house got, I mean, not, I don't, it's, our basement's unfinished, but even it got a little bit of water. I mean, we're up high, you know, but it's definitely been one of those things that, ironically, my family's been affected by. Even when I lived in Minnesota, stupid house, my dad must have built it just a little bit wrong, so we get water in the basement. You know, just always water in the basement. So
yeah.
I think I've had to clean up probably at least a dozen basements, you know, from my own or my mom's or my dad's.
And that's not fun.
It is not fun at all. I totally understand that frustration. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Jason Raby, City Manager Beloit, as always, we appreciate the time. We get to see you twice in 1 month. We'll see you at the end of August. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate the time. Community Matters brought to you by First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems.